One of the downsides of not writing out your homily is the one that you gave yesterday at the 5 o'clock Mass doesn't make any sense today. Yesterday I talked about yeses and nos, about how all of this began because our spiritual parents, Adam and Eve, said no to God's grace, to God's love. They were prideful and disobedient, and they said no to the perfection that God had given them. And salvation history began because God said, yes, I will redeem you. I will redeem my creation. And salvation history is replete with yeses and nos. Moses, you know, I don't think I'm the right choice. Yes, you are. And then he says yes. The prophets, Jonah, I can hide from God. There's no way God can find me if I run away and get on board ship. God says, yes, you will be my prophet. And Jonah says, yes. Stories go on. The two we talk about now are Mary and Joseph. Mary said yes to the angel and to God's request, knowing full well that her life would never be the same. Joseph said yes, knowing full well that his life would never be the same. But as I sat and listened to the gospel again, the thing that came out was, do not be afraid. We hear that so much in the Gospels, through the angels that God sends, through Jesus Christ himself speaking to the disciples, speaking to the people around him who are listening. Do not be afraid. The rest of the statement is, do not be afraid to say yes, because I will be with you until the end of the age. God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit are with us whenever we say yes to God's will, whenever we say yes to his grace and to his love and to his call to tell what we see in our world. Because I submit to you that as often as we hear the horrible things in our world, there has not been a day this year when there hasn't been a mass murder. There hasn't been a day when there hasn't been a disaster or something that happens that makes us look around and go, what is happening in our world? What's the source of the chaos? Why is this happening? And I submit to you that each of those is surrounded by men, women, and children who are responding to God's will, responding to God's call to love one another, and to care for them, to minister to the sick and the dying, the hungry, the homeless, the naked. This community is full of people who do just exactly that because they said yes to God's request. And they do it without fear. Not too long ago, we had some students and parishioners go down to Texas and to work with the immigrants and the asylum seekers. They had no idea what they were getting into, but they said yes, and they did it anyway. They came back changed. They came back changed. Because if we do step out, trusting in God's presence in our lives and minister to those who need us, we will be changed. And that's what God is saying to us. That's what God said to Mary and to Joseph through the angels. Do my will, and you will be changed. But do not be afraid to do it, because you don't do it alone. We are always enfolded in God's grace. We are enfolded in his presence, and we are called to acknowledge that. And if we do that, then the exact things that we are called to do, we can do with grace and with joy. And we can spread the gospel because we see in the people that we minister to the presence of God and his angels. The gratefulness of the people that we feed or shelter or clothe or nurse. We're ministering to ourselves. We're ministering to God when we do that. And if we do it without fear, there is joy in our hearts. I've seen it. I've seen it in our community. I experience in myself when I'm able to do it. So we are coming to the end of a season, the beginning of a new year. This is an opportunity for us to decide that this year coming up, despite the chaos, despite the challenges that are going to face us every single day, we can say yes to God's presence, and we can do so without fear. Because Jesus Christ has said to us again and again and again and again, do not be afraid. I will be with you always. So I invite you, go tell what you see.